Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. Forgive the absence of a few days, been very busy. Anyway, so what's been going on in politics? Well, this is about the Conservative leadership contest, the biannual race for the Tory leadership. And so they're just doing the second round of voting by the parliamentary party. So Priti Patel was eliminated the first round. As I forecast, Mel Stride was knocked out in the second round. Now I'm making a slightly unusual prediction. I think Kemi Badenoch is going to be knocked out. I previously thought she might win overall amongst the ordinary members, not amongst the MPs. But hear me out. So Mel Stride, he got 16 votes in the second ballot, just as he did in the first. Anyway, so ranked above him are Tom Tugendhat and James Cleverly, both on 21 votes. Above them is Kemi Badenoch on 28 votes, and out in front is Robert Jenrick, who's led from the first. So Jenrick is the one to beat. People were previously saying Kemi Badenoch's the one to beat. Now, she's very popular amongst the grassroots, but not as popular amongst the parliamentary party. So this Mel Stride being seen as something of a moderate in the party, who will his votes go to? Is either James Cleverly on Tom Tugendhat. Tugendhat is perceived to be on the left of the party. He was a Remainer. He was one of the few who's willing to come out and savage Boris Johnson for being the disgrace that he is, although that would play very badly with a lot of the ordinary members. So if Tugendhat were to get to the final two, then he almost certainly would lose. If of those 16 votes of Mel Stride, if they all go to James Cleverly, then obviously he easily beats Kemi Badenoch. He would actually even beat Robert Jenrick. I don't think they quite all go to him. If they all went to Tom Tugendhat, the same. If they were split evenly, eight for each of them, then they would still both beat Kemi Badenoch. It's hard to see Kemi Badenoch picking up many of those 16 Mel Stride votes. I mean, possibly one or two would go to Robert Jenrick, but I mean, Robert Jenrick, is he going to be the final two? Almost certainly. So it just really depends how the left of the party, as I say, Tom Tugendhat very much from the left of the party, James Cleverly a bit more towards the centre of it. Let's face it, his ethnicity is an advantage. He's black on one side, I think his mother side, white on his other side. But if someone's only mixed race, they never know, self-run categorised as not white. I mean, he's just as much white as he's black. It doesn't matter to me at all, but it does matter to some people. Not that they're anti-black, but say, we're so often accused of racialism, it's marvellous to have an ethnic minority leader because that's proof that we can't possibly be racialist. We wouldn't be voting these ethnic minority leaders in preference to whites if we were racist and so on. Not just the MPs pick the ethnic minority leader, but also the ordinary members. I mean, okay, Rishi Sunak, he narrowly lost amongst the ordinary members. I don't think this is because of his race. So they would do that. I mean, James Cleverly and Tom Tugendhat are about the same age. Kemi Badenoch is a bit younger than them. Is she 44 now? Robert Jenrick is the youngest of the lot, of 42. One thing is the party is often seen as old, and the age to become more 90-vote Conservative than Labour is 67. So it's well below the average age of the typical Conservative voter. And so to maybe somewhat correct that image of being the party of the elderly, but that didn't work with William Hague. Cast your mind back to 1997. The party is seen as posh, southern, and elderly. So there he was, elected at the age of 35, with an identifiable Yorkshire accent, though a very clear one. He'd been to a comprehensive school. So that was seen to correct some of these things, but really he just didn't have the kudos. He was a poor communicator, low emotional intelligence, too robotic. You could see his mind whirring. He was the consummate politician who was so inauthentic. Admittedly, it was an incredibly difficult time to take over, just as it could be an extraordinarily challenging time to take over, maybe more difficult than 97, because there's a challenge on the right from Reform UK and so on. And the Conservatives really didn't have any ideas. So it's a poison chalice. Who'd want it this time? It's actually probably a blessing in disguise not to get it. So that's why sort of One Nation Tories have got to make up their mind between Tom Tugendhat and James Cleverly. I think they'll go for Cleverly. He's held more high offices. Plus, as I say, his race plays in his favour. They're both former army officers, interestingly, Cleverly and Tugendhat. The one time I met James Cleverly, one thing that struck me, he's immaculately turned out, as you'd expect for an erstwhile officer who wore the Queen's uniform. So it's going to be very hard for Kemi Badenoch to stay in the race, which is a pity because I like her in all sorts of ways. So was it James Cleverly or Tom Tugendhat against Robert Jenrick? Robert Jenrick is bland. I think he'd be a lamentable choice, which is probably where the board party will go for him, as it did with Liz Truss, as it did with William Hague, as it's done on a number of occasions, as it did with Ian Duncan Smith. Even when I share their views, They're just not saleable. They're not telegenic. And yes, most people are really that shallow. So people very much judge a book by its cover. I know they shouldn't, but people are so superficial. And what is this? The heuristic is being a cognitive miser, thinking about politics as little as possible. For some people, it's the most tedious thing, and they'll just come to a snap decision on the basis of appearance. But anyway, we shall see. There's going to be a third ballot coming up. Okay, and so that'll slim it down to just three candidates. And so the three will speak as anywhere 10 minutes each at the party conference at the end of this month. And then the ordinary members are going to vote in October by postal ballot. But the ordinary members, their darling be Kemi Badenoch. If she's not there, if it's been Robert Jenrick and James Cleverly, it's difficult to say. Maybe it's James Cleverly. He's a bit charismatic. I mean, Robert Jenrick is lacking affability. I suppose he's presentable. You know, he's a decent media performer, all this, but he's dull. Okay, Starmer didn't stop him, but then people voted for the Labour Party. So Keir Starmer wasn't really a vote winner. He's dragged them down, and notably, his popularity has gone down. So the party's not very effectively attacked Labour over cutting the winter fuel allowance for pensioners. This £300, that was £300 total, not £300 a month. That could be wrong. In fairness, Labour's retained it for pensioners on low incomes. Is it below £12,000 per annum? So, I mean, even I agree that some very wealthy pensioners don't need it. What if you're making millions a year? Okay, but there's others who maybe not don't quite exactly need it, but it does help them a lot. But it may persuade them to downsize. Let's move into a smaller house that's cheaper to heat. Let's share. Two couples share to bring down the heating bill, you know, and insulate if they haven't done already. Now, of course, the Conservative Party is going to try and capitalize on this one because it is so heavily reliant on the civil vote, more dependent than ever before, to say mean old Labour. Now, Labour fail, they have no choice. Lie, they most certainly have a choice. There are options. And the Labour MP who had the courage to vote against it, she pointed out, if you raise this wealth tax by 2%, that would bring in £24 billion. You could easily do this, as well as having done other things like pay the train drivers more. And so the Conservatives say, while you're looking after your paymasters and trade unions, raising the train drivers' salaries by 15% per annum. Wow. Another £10,000 per annum. So why can't you afford to be generous to those, or at least decent to those who've done their debt, to pay their debt to society, contributed, I should say, for decades. And now you take this way, they're going to freeze to death. It's going to aggravate all sorts of health problems. It's liable to bring on strokes and so forth. So the Conservatives will play this card for all they're worth. Apparently, it was an idea that was flirted with under Theresa May, but not proceeded with. And Angela Rayner actually attacked on that line. So there's not been much of a Labour rebellion. There have not been her abstained, maybe found excuses to be away. But surprising that the level of disloyalty in Labour, or so soon into the parliament, it's only 68 days into office. Now, I know Labour might think, well, we can afford to cause a few ructions because we've got such a healthy majority. And the Conservatives are in complete disarray, so they're not going to do much about it. Conservatives are voting against this, but Labour is also, therefore, the party of austerity. There are other options. There are other things they could cut. They could raise university fees. They could cut university places. I would do some of these things rather than cut the fuel allowance for pensioners. I mean, as I say, I would cut it for the very affluent ones, but not for those on fairly modest incomes. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Watch this space. See if my prediction is correct. I would like to be wrong. I would like to see Kemi Badenoch as leader of the Conservative Unionist Party. I want her to be Prime Minister. Failing that, you know, possibly James Cleverly, Robert Jenrick, doesn't move me at all. Tom Tuggenhat, I somewhat dislike. Mel Stride is very dull. Priti Patel, I somewhat like. We'll see. A tiny woman who's got an enormous personality. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.